Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see. Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Echo can sing. She sings from her whole heart, her body, her spirit. I mean, that girl sings a love song and converts it into a gospel song, and I needed to hear Calling Me tonight. That was Bridget Bryant. She also is a regular at Agape. You can find her at BridgetBryant.com. And I have to tell you, at the beginning, at the top, you know how I feel right now? I want you to come closer. I'm going to let you know that you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. But I had a moment where, do you all remember Live Aid? A big concert that happened in England. And I remember when George Michael came out to sing. And George Michael came out and he was like, yeah, I know we're here for Live Aid. We know people are hungry and everything. But that doesn't mean we can't still have some fun. And the man broke out with some sexual healing. I feel like him right now. Because I'm not going to act like there aren't painful things happening in the world. But what better night to find past pleasure in other sensual delights when we are feeling pain from any situation that might be going on? Could that be our angel Trayvon? Could it be that bill you just got in the mail that you weren't feeling? Could that be that family member who is getting on your last nerve? Could it be the job you don't feel like going to tomorrow morning? Could it be you're not feeling yourself? Well, I had to be reminded tonight that I am a healer. So I'm going to take you on a journey tonight that while everything is moving around, we are going to tap into paths of pleasure and other sensual delights as a roadmap for keeping our vibration authentically high. I'm not trying to give you a quick vitamin to make all the pain go away, but I am going to tickle your heart a little bit. I'm hoping I can make you smile. I'm hoping that in the midst of the tears, I can get that belly laugh happening. Because joy and pain are like sunshine and rain, so saith Frankie Beverly and Maze. And both are a part of our human experience. So I'm not unacknowledging anything that we're going through. But as Abraham likes to say, we do have a right to feel good. Even now, what an act of resistance to find some pleasure, to find a rainbow at the end of the rain. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to take you through a personal journey to get through all those things tonight. So let me welcome you officially. My goodness, I started the show before I was... I started the show before the housekeeping. Like somebody else I know. So I love Life Conversations Radio Network. I get to be me and show up and show out. So how are all of you doing? You are welcome to join me on this journey. The number is 347-426-3346. But we're going to take it to the top. I want to definitely make sure that tonight you're going to have a good time on a Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on Life Conversations Radio Network. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and tonight we're going to see just how far the rabbit hole goes. Or maybe we're going to tap into your secret garden. It could be your playground. But we're going to have some fun. We started the night off with Bridget Bryant. You can find her at BridgetBryant.com, singing Calling Me. I love that song. Isn't it amazing? It's a spiritual quiet storm. Yes. And if you don't know what Quiet Storm is, that is a radio show that originated in Washington, D.C. And they play sexy, grown folk R&B music from 7 to midnight, and it's called The Quiet Storm. It's everywhere now, but it started in my hometown, so I take a little pride in that. My mission is to get you ready for your week. So this is our time, our me time. So hello to everyone who is joining me tonight, or should I say rejoining us, because we had a very special airing of the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, and I thank all of you guys for going over there and offering your insight and your healing words and sharing your fears and your frustration and then getting down to some healing. Tamara Joy and Tracy Ann Miller, I see you, I feel you, and I thank you for being with me. And I want to thank all you beautiful people in the archive who come back and listen. Any time you tap in to this show, it's the right time. And I really want to thank you for making time to hang with me. It means a lot, and I appreciate you. Great, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. If you want to play, I will. I'm happy to pull cards and to take you on a journey tonight. If there's something personally you want to know about yourself, I'm happy to be that mirror for you. And I want to let you know about the amazing hosts on this network. I'd like to tell you about the other shows you can find on lifeconversationsradio.com. Our main goal is to shift you from where you are to where you want to be. Ademola Anifoloshe, better known as Life Coach Today, is the head of Life Conversations Radio Network. This man just came back from vacation last week, and he cut up on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Seriously? Sex, sexuality, betrayal, and trust? And love is freedom, love without conditions, are fast becoming some of my favorite shows. But don't stop right there. You can join him live from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. That's where you can also find me during the week. I break down the energy of the day around 1. Now, if you call in to this show right now, he'll be the one screening the calls, so make sure you say hi. And he's also handling the technical parts of my show. Thank you, Life Coach Today. I so appreciate you. Hey, you know what? We have everything you need on Life Conversations Radio Network. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? Well, you can join Ambassa Safira for the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Tune in to a new frequency where together you will discover your new blueprint for releasing stress and loving yourself completely. Ambassa shares unfiltered truth, pure wisdom, and a smorgasbord of laughter to infuse your lifestyle with dreams of wholeness. Then there's Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Open your heart and mind to how the family soul's universal laws of love around belonging, balance, and justice connect all of us to one another. Then you have me, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. This is the place and the space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards. I weave stories, use numbers, cards, music, books, and movies to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life when you join me on Sunday nights. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, or you can post your questions on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan-like page on Facebook. And to stay up on what's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. So let me do a quick check before I jump in here in this conversation, see what's moving and shaking right now. Thank you, Tracy Ann, for sharing the light that my show is live. I love my family. You guys just rock. You hear me? You rock. You're rock stars. What would I do without you? Well, let me find out. All right. Welcome, guest 7861. If you'd like to join this conversation, all you got to do is sign on to Blog Talk Radio. Get a name. You can make a fake name, too. You don't have to use your real name, guest. But in the meantime, we do welcome you. Yes, I am live. I'm real live right now. You got that right, sweetie. Tracy, you are live, all caps, for those of you on the phone line. Ooh, is that Miss Alicia? Hello, Miss Alicia. Welcome home, baby. It's been too long. All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty right now. All right? We've got some stuff going on astrologically. It's ending, so we're coming down to the final finish of this Mercury retrograde in Cancer. And, honey, child, I can't wait. Seriously. I have to say this. It's been fun, and I haven't had a dull moment. So I've been feeling really alive today and thinking about, you know, what my life is and what's moving in my life. And in the journey of working on this path to pleasures and other sensual delights, there was something that came to me that I remembered that I wanted to share with you as a family. It's a story that I often tell, just a little bit of it, but I really want to get down to the nitty-gritty, okay? Now, you know how I always say that I use movies and then I never bring in a movie? Well, I'm changing that tonight. I want to take you on a journey of Camelot with Richard Harris. It matters. See, when I was a little kid, I used to watch this movie over and over and over again, King Arthur's story, through a musical. And with my big heart intention and the love that I was experiencing for this big old Irish actor playing King Arthur, I fell in love. It was that deep for me. I fell in love with King Arthur. So I'm watching Camelot. In Camelot. All right, don't make me sing it. I know it gives a person pause. All right, I'm done. Anyway. Then a commercial came on TV one day. And it said, Richard Harris is coming to Washington, D.C. My mouth flew open. And I went, oh, my gosh, I got to go. I got to meet him. I got to see him. I didn't know what I had to do. Now, at that time, I was a reporter for my school newspaper. We didn't have an internet. We didn't have Facebook. I looked through the phone book, and I saw that it was playing at National Theater. So I called National Theater up, and I said, when will there be a press conference for Richard Harris in Camelot? And you know those folks told me? So, I call my mom. Mama, Richard Harris is coming to D.C. and his press conference is on this day. Can you please take me? Okay, seriously, I was 9 years old. And bless my mother's heart. She said, okay, baby, I'll take you. So, fast forward, I'm so excited. I'm going to meet my King Arthur, okay? You can tell me anything on that day. I put on my prettiest dress. I had my notebook, I had my pencil. And we went down to the National Theater. Now, when we went into the room, there were the sea of reporters. I mean, real reporters. I didn't know anything about a press badge. They didn't even ask me for it. And there were a sea of white male reporters. I don't remember any women being in the room, seriously. So there I was. My mom, we go up to the front of the seats. I sit down. There is a man fielding questions. And I raise my hand. And this man cannot see me. I don't know what it was. He could not see me. And then I got angry. But I want to talk to my king. Yep, I sure did. And it wasn't the man who was fielding the questions who actually recognized me. Richard Harris himself looked over. He stopped the whole proceedings. He goes, wait a minute. And I wish I could do an Irish accent for you, but I can't. I'm not even going to front. He said, wait. He goes, who are you? And he pointed to me. And I said, me? He goes, yes, you. Who are you? My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'm with the Mildred Green Elementary School newspaper, and I have a question. And he said, before you ask your question, wait a minute. I'm like, okay. This man had them bring him a chair right beside him, and he said, you come here. I came up to the stage, and I sat down beside Richard Harris, who looked at me and said, anytime you have a question, young lady, you just tug on my coat. Okay? I said, okay. Pass the pleasure. It's about having a heart call so strong that you can manifest as a 9-year-old child to meet your king. And whenever there are times in my life that I believe that there's something that I can't do, I go back to Camelot. And I say, thank God for Richard Harris, who I understand has a really kind of rough past. But he had such a big heart that day, because nobody else could see me, but he did. But I think he saw my heart. And at the end, he gave me my own private interview. Now, that's with a child's heart and a child's intention. And I wish I could tell you that I've always been that brave in my life. Somewhere along the lines, when I grew up, I forgot about the path to pleasure. But I'm reclaiming it now. And I wanted to share that moment with you. I also wanted to really re-experience it again by telling you the story. So that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about having a heart so big that you can't help but magnetically draw what you most want to you. I had that experience, and I want to share that with you tonight. So our very special guest tonight is the number 9. And dullness in life creates stagnation and thwarts opportunities for soul growth. When we find ourselves at the end of a cycle, we get to make a choice to awaken to our divine glory. The special animal that I'm going to share with you is the butterfly. Because 9 is the butterfly in medicine cards. And the number 9 is about the end of a cycle. Is it about an ending or a new beginning? Regardless of your social location at this moment, I promise you, we're going to put some spice back into your life tonight. So are you ready? You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. You are welcome to join me for a reading, if you like. I'll just share some comments where you've been brave and brazen and got to meet the king in your life. Oh, sweet. I love it. You're about to take Wow. You're about to take off on runway number 9. I know that's right. And Carrie Cooper, welcome to the Celestial Show. Oh, my God. That is crushing. I love it. I love it. Welcome. I'm glad you guys enjoyed that. I guess I'm a little bit in a... I'm a wee bit of a storyteller. And I'm going to embarrass Carrie Cooper because she is the reason that I am... She is the reason that I know about Mother Peace Tarot cards. She is the first person who showed me this deck of cards. I also understand that right now there is a Trayvon Martin protest in Atlanta. I'm sending love and light and that it be peaceful. So let's take this love and this energy that we're having right now and send it everywhere around the world. Before we get down to the nitty-gritty of number 9, I think we're going to take a quick break. Come back up, get you started on your number 9 game, and see if there's any other stories that get bubbled up in this moment of past the pleasure and other sensual delights. So get something to drink and join me right back here. I'll see you in a sec.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Love that guy. For more information about how to sponsor a show, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer. And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
So welcome back. What can I tell you about the number of endings? Completion. 9. It's, you know, the way that 9 shows up actually brings spice in my life, because it's just how can you quilt these pieces together? You know, universally, it's one of those numbers that the different ways it shows up actually get me all excited and turned on. And that's another way to get to pass to pleasure, by focusing on what lights you up. Clearly, numbers light me up. And I'm hoping that this journey that I take you on with the number 9 will light you up as well. So 9 is the sacred number of an Orisha by the name of Oya. Now, Oya is a goddess of change and transformation. She's actually called the mother of 9 with her powers of lightning and weather. She's also in charge of the marketplace, change and transformation. Now, when you think of Oya, because I'm pulling from African peace here, you have something in your everyday life that you probably haven't thought of this way. But if you follow animation like I do, let's just say you do. Do you know who Storm is from X-Men? Her character was fashioned after this Orisha, Oya. Yes, can you hear it? Can you do your Storm voice? I'm not doing it. I can hear people go, do it, do it, do it. Winds and lightning. Okay, I'm done. Hell, come to me. Anyway, Oya, her gift is she destroys what you no longer need And those things are usually tied to your ego. Now, number 9 is also the Hermit in tarot cards. And the Hermit is astrologically connected to the sign of Virgo. And the Virgin is really about being whole, all into yourself. It's not about being frigid the way we think of it. The Virgo Virgin is actually really in charge in life and knows what she wants. You ask any Virgo, they'll let you know exactly what they need, what they want. They also have a reputation for being tidy and neat. I don't know if that's really true. I've just heard enough of them talk about it to just kind of lean toward that. Now, my favorite way that the number 9 is expressed is through Mother Peace tarot cards. It's the crone. And the crone in our culture is not seen as something that we all want to be. But when you follow the goddess tradition, the crone is a wise elder woman. And I'm maybe saying this name wrong, but the figure in Mother Peace is fashioned after Hecate, a Greek witch, who's supposed to be the mother of all witches. And a witch to me, as my baby sister taught me, is a woman in truth, changing hearts. So we're not even going to trip about all the negative connotations of what it means to say that word, okay? Woman in truth, changing hearts. So this elder woman who has experienced all of life's journey from zero fool to the one magician, to the 2 high priestess, to the 3 empress, to the 4 emperor, to the 5 hierophant, to the 6 lovers, to the 7 chariot, to the 8 strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck, ends at number 9. And she has to ask herself a question at the crossroads. That question is, which way do I go now? What's my path to pleasure and other sensual delights? On the card, we find mountains, and mountains feature or acknowledge challenges, the hard road that we've had to walk. So here we are at the crossroads. She's got her staff. There's a snake for wisdom. There's a laughing goddess that is in the center where all these roads are going. And the goddess is laughing. Why? Because all roads are good. The crone or the hermit reminds us to go within to find the path to pleasure that will take us on the journey our soul wants to experience in this moment. So at the ending, she has to decide to go on a new beginning. And after much inner work and soul searching, the crone lights the path by listening to her inner voice. And she shows us the way to go through her wise actions. We are reminded to go within or go without. And if you don't know that the number 9 connects us to that I is the 9th letter of the alphabet. And what are some words that show up, that remind us to take our journey? Imagination, intuition, introspection connect us to the magical power of number 9. And whenever you see an I in front of a word, or you come up with I, that's your reminder to go within and listen to your still, small voice to figure out which way do I need to go. Because your path to pleasure is not going to come by following roads that other people are walking. It's not. That road is not paved with conformity unless you want to be bored. It's time for us to connect with our own journey, which brings us to the special guest animal tonight. I want to remind you that you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. You can call 347-426-3346 if you like your own reading. But in the meantime, I'm going to take you on the flight of the butterfly. Indeed. The 9th card in the medicine cards is the butterfly, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight tonight.
butterfly that flutters in the morning light. You have known many forms before you ever took flight. Butterfly medicine is of the air, and the air is of the mind. And the mind reminds us to do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's about what you're thinking about, your mental perceptions. We are reminded to focus on our thinking as we prepare for our next level. The stages of development, from the caterpillar to the butterfly, also teach us about our human development and the inevitability of change. Butterfly medicine teaches how to astutely observe our station in life. Whether we feel like we're crawling or flying, we understand that all of our experiences are leading us toward the light. Acceptance becomes our friend when we can be grateful for all the places we've been and the things we've seen. The lessons, challenges, and good times led us all here. So if you look around and you don't like your surroundings, use butterfly medicine to set a new course today. Butterfly can give us clarity in our mental processes. Embrace where you are, and don't be afraid to make revisions. Use the contrast in your life to propel you for your new start. Endings are simply beginnings. You'll find your right station if you fly to your heart. And remember that all is well. So in this time right now of maneuvering these challenges, what other ways do we find our past the pleasures and other sensual delights? It's as simply as tapping into your five senses, taking the time to meditate and marinate, and maybe using your senses in a way that you haven't been using it before. Like, do you find yourself when you're driving or you're walking, do you forget how you got to your destination? I invite you tomorrow when you start off on your day and you leave out your apartment or your house to open your eyes a little wider. Look at the trees. Look at the birds. Use your ears to really hear. Smell what's going on around you. When you're eating your food, I want you to taste your food. Don't just gobble it up. And when you touch someone, hug them with a sense of, not a church hug, where you know how you hug in church and you tap each other on the shoulder and you got everything backed up a little bit because I don't want to get too close. I invite you to get closer. If you're fortunate enough to have your lover beside you tonight, I say hold them a little tighter. Use your five senses to light your own fire for living. It takes the dullness away. And perhaps you'll get to experience something new and find new treasures. If you're a mother, if you're a father, and you have children, turn off the TV tonight. Hear their voice in a different kind of way. Not just hear them to get a sense of, okay, what I got to answer real quick so I can get back to my TV program. But I mean, can you tap into what their vocal quality is like? Because that little boy isn't going to sound like that for the rest of his life. And that little girl isn't going to have that sweet, you know, baby doll voice for the rest of her life. I want you to capture these moments like a tape recorder, using your senses to feel, to hear, to taste, to see, to just connect with your divinity. You'll find other things to unwrap. And as you do this exercise, I want you to keep a mental track and come back tomorrow. Come back next Sunday and let me know, what did life look like? There are some other pieces that we've often taken for granted. I wasn't sure if I was going to do this, but in terms of connecting with the chakras and the balancing and the centering,
one of my paths to pleasures has always been the Yellow Brick Road from The Wizard of Oz. And somewhere in my growing up, I started to catch certain things about it that I want to share with you as quick tips for how to tap into enjoying the most of life and perhaps going back to some things that you take it for granted and experiencing them in a new way. Dorothy's my girl. I love her because she's so feisty. But it's the colors that I want to tap into just to pick up our chakras a little bit to clear it out. One of the other things that I thoroughly enjoy and have fun doing. Oh, do I? I didn't see that life coach today. I'm all in my journey over here. All right. Let me have my, wow, life coach today. Thank you. I have my eyes closed. I see that there are people who want readings tonight. Let's go to Tracy Ann and see if I can tap into this.
I understand the eyes closed and please just tap you on the eyelid like, wake up. All right, here's Tracy.
All right.
Swiper.
Hello,
hey,
hello.
Welcome, honey. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have my cat here, Cleo. She's offering us love and light in this moment.
How
and
wonderful.
And I am so happy to give a reading for you tonight, honey. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you.
How can I help you tonight? You have something on your heart or something on your mind?
Oh, I just facing a week of intensity coming up starting tomorrow. And, you know, just kind of wondering where this is heading, you know, taking me. And, you know,
okay.
It's all about human rights and for people, you know.
Yeah, it's just around the brain injury piece, Mommy, that you're working
on? Yeah,
okay. Interesting that we tapped into mental powers of the butterfly. I'll send you something about that as well.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, let's go to the cards and bring a Mother Peace Tarot deck.
Okay.
Right now. They're circular. I love these cards. Again, another shout out to Carrie Cooper for this. All right.
Thank you, Carrie.
My goodness gracious, my love. Yes. You have the Judgment card. The Judgment card.
Oh, my.
Tarot cards. Is absolutely amazing, okay? Oh,
okay.
What a powerful way. It's to the left, though, which means you're kind of, you have to step into this, okay?
Okay.
But the Judgment card is really about sending healing rays. The planet Venus has come to help her sister planet Earth. And all the chakra cards, chakra colors are featured. Okay, you want to talk about healing.
Yeah,
you know, before
yeah.
I realized that we were doing readings, I was about to do a breakdown on the chakras. So,
wow. They are right.
Okay. It's
I love it.
It's a life force, okay? We are going to claim that you see right now yourself being used as a representative of this healing energy that's coming forth, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see yourself as a healing agent, you yourself connecting to this beautiful rainbow of colors. Your path is strong. You're on the way. I got a Nine of Cups, which is reversed. Nine is running today, by the way. The Nine of Cups is a wishing card, okay? It's a card about where people are usually celebrating, okay? It's reversed. So it could be that intensity that you're feeling about. But you know that I believe in shifting these cards. So I'm making it upright, and we are claiming together that no matter what comes down next week, that you will be able to handle your emotions to receive the lessons that you need to have.
Okay.
I can't tell you how
That's
which
powerful.
Way it's going to go.
Right.
But
That's okay. No, you can't
you,
do that, yeah. Yeah.
But energetically,
right.
We've got healing, we've got this wishing well, and check this out, you've got the moon, 18.
Oh, my
now,
God.
18 equals what? 1 plus 8 equals?
9-2.
Hello?
9
okay.
times 2. Oh, my.
Here we go. It's reversed. So what that means is you are going to have to go deep within yourself to not be tripped up by the illusions.
Right. Very good.
The moon card, when it shines this light, really shines out its light on dark places. In my cards, it features a woman of African descent who actually is going almost into a labyrinth to connect with her truth. So we're going to make that upright, and we're going to claim very quickly that you are going to see the illusions because you have done your inner work that's happened to yourself.
Yeah,
you're not going to be confused by any political games.
Right.
You know that you have the power within you simply by you showing up to tap into the power of the judgment card, to get to the wishing well, to see the illusions and speak your truth. You are on fire energetically.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you. You have
no
idea what you just said.
Really?
Oh, that's beautiful, Celeste. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to serve you.
Oh, my God. That's, wow. I'm speechless.
It's my pleasure.
You touched on some words. Yeah, you touched down on the energy, the exact energy that's being manifested here.
All right, ma'am.
That's coming forward. Thank you so much. I love you.
God has put her
really appreciate it.
Yeah. I love you too, Tracy Ann. You stay beautiful. All right.
And you too. Yeah. Bye-bye.
I sure will, Mama. Woo-wee. All right. Okay, we got Lisa from Florida Life Coach today. I'm ready for her.
Hello, Lisa. How are you doing? Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I am very well, sweetie. How may I be of service to you tonight?
Oh, I just wanting some messages from Spirit.
Okay. Let's see what we can pull for Lisa from Florida. Lisa, we're sending love and light to your area right now, sweetie. I just felt compelled to let you know that, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm just going to do this three times. See what the cards are saying. I'm using the Mother Peace Tarot deck, which are very feminine and has a lot of goddess messages.
Yeah, I love that deck. It's like round.
Oh, yes. Good for you. Lisa, these cards love you too, Mommy. Now let's get started here. I love it. We have a Daughter of Cups to the right. To the right usually means you're working on this too much. I rarely believe that. But the Daughter of Cups is about really taking the time to love yourself, Lisa. The Daughter of Cups is a woman in the nude. Nudity in tarot means unconditional love and acceptance for yourself. This is a very sexy card because it's a V shape here. It's almost like she's sitting in the birth canal, okay? The trees are even moving toward her. Everything, this waterfall, water are emotions, using your emotions to heal yourself, to bathe in the sacred waters. There's a turtle on this card, too. Turtles are one of the oldest representations of the goddess, okay? So there is something that is saying, I don't know why I'm feeling this, but I'm just going to go with it. What I'm feeling, Lisa, is not that you do this too much, that you need to do it more often, that you really need to think of yourself in more affirmative ways, okay?
Okay.
Because somewhere along the line, there's a Shaman of Wands, and the Shaman of Wands is a healer. It's a fire starter. This is somebody who is going to be compassionate and taking his healing qualities as a shaman, as a master, into the world. But you got a third card, Four of Swords, mental prosperity. Chakras are coming up again, family, where the chakras are aligned. So let me tell you the story that I see real quick. Lisa needs to take care of herself because Lisa probably is involved in healing work, and she's going to have to really take her time to decide her grounding in her mind to get all of her powers to come through. Lisa, is anything I'm saying not resonating with you?
Definitely.
I'm saying not. Is there anything that's not working with you right now? Is there anything? How are you receiving this information?
I'm receiving it. Amen.
Amen. Okay, what kind of healing work do you do, Lisa?
Well, I mean, I kind of do some phone counseling.
You're so funny. Wait a minute.
Well,
say that again and say it with more power, please.
Oh,
that's what that third
card is. I haven't eaten all day, so I ate earlier, but I just ate and my blood sugar's like So I'm kind of sounding like, I'm sounding wilted.
Yes, honey, that's your first card. Taking care of yourself. They're telling on you. Taking care of yourself.
No, I've been taking. I have been.
Okay, good. So you do counseling and what else?
Well, I mean, I have been a healer in the past. Like, I have a massage license, so I did that kind of work for a while. I'm not doing that right now, though.
Mm. Okay, I'm hearing a universal call, Lisa. I'm hearing a universal call, focusing on yourself. The shaman's hands are very powerful, fire, okay?
Okay.
That's a massage piece coming up. And then your mind taking care to ground yourself that you can continue in your work. That's the message that I hear for you tonight.
Okay.
Yes, I want to thank you for calling in. It's really powerful. We've got a lot of healers and light workers who are listening. So if Lisa got the message, you have it too. All right, my sister. You have a beautiful night of taking care of yourself and eating earlier tomorrow, okay? All right. I want to thank you all for being with me. Okay, sweetie. She's wilting away. I want to thank
you.
No,
you muted me. You muted me and I couldn't.
Okay, I think she was saying I was reading her. All right, family, we are going to release you into your evening. I want to thank all of you for being with me. We're going to end the night with Julie Dexter, Rhythm Daughter. Make sure you join Life Coach Today tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show at 12 o'clock. I'll be there around 1. I think we're going to do part 2 of Pass the Pleasure because I'm not nearly done. Have a beautiful night. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. Oh, you can find Julie at juliedexter.com.
Calling down.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.